with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Vice President Harris plans to hold a rally in Milwaukee today while Democrats convene in Chicago. White House correspondent Greg Clexton with that report.
The two cities are only about 100 miles apart, and the Democratic presidential nominee plans to rally supporters in downtown Milwaukee at the Fiserv Forum, the same arena where Republicans gathered for their national convention last month. While the political focus is on the convention here in Chicago, the vice president is taking advantage of the close proximity to battleground Wisconsin. Meanwhile, GOP vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance also visits the important state today, making a campaign stop in Kenosha. Greg Clugston at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent Lisa Dwyer reporting that U.S. intelligence officials say they're confident they know who hacked Donald Trump's presidential campaign.
U.S. officials say that Iran was responsible for the hack of Donald Trump's presidential campaign, casting the cyber intrusion as part of a brazen and broader effort by Tehran to interfere in American politics. The Trump campaign and private sector cybersecurity investigators previously thought that Iran was responsible for the hacking attempts. The U.S. government has also assigned blame on Iran. The joint statement from the FBI and other federal agencies also indicates that Iran was responsible for attempts to hack Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign, saying hackers have sought access to individuals from both presidential campaigns. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In consumer news, B&W recalling more than 700,000 vehicles due to an issue with the water pump's electrical connector that could lead to a potential fire. The recall includes some X1, X3, and X5 vehicles, as well as some other models. This is SRN News. There will be free abortions at the Democratic convention.
All this week in Chicago, Planned Parenthood says it will be providing free abortion pills and free vasectomies to convention goers and anybody else who wants them. The giant abortion business has set up a mobile clinic not far from the United Center where the Democratic convention is taking place. Pro-life advocates, including Kristen Hawkins of Students for Life of America, say this blatant display is proof that the Democrats are the, quote, party of death. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Now that she is the Democratic presidential standard bearer, Kamala Harris, clarifying her position on abortion. Harris says if she wins the White House, she will call on Congress to pass legislation guaranteeing abortion access in federal law. She's also promising to block any potential nationwide ban that should one clear a future GOP-run Congress. Harris also supports a variety of measures to promote abortion across the country. This is SRN News. Missouri residents now will need proof of surgery or a court order to change their gender on driver's licenses.
Missouri previously required approval from a doctor to update gender on state-issued identification. The change follows protests earlier this month against a transgender's use of a woman's locker room at a suburban St. Louis gym. Several Republican state lawmakers had criticized the old process for updating gender on IDs. Keith Peters reporting.
Two 18-year-old men have been charged with the murder of former General Hospital actor Johnny Wachter. Los Angeles County District Attorney announcing the charges at a news conference. Authorities say Wachter interrupted three thieves stealing the catalytic converter from his car when he was shot and killed on May 25th. The two are charged with murder, grand theft, and attempted robbery. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.